The past year was a big one for U.S. Airlines. They bought new airplanes, spiffed up airline lounges, and added new routes. And along the way, they made money handily, as they've been doing the last several years. But might that party be winding down? With today's Arm World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. The fortunes of airlines that had declined so sharply during the recession rose, thanks largely to the price of oil. Along with labor costs, fuel is an airline's largest expense. And back when oil sold for $100 a barrel, the balance sheets of airlines suffered. When it plummeted to $30-plus dollars a barrel, happy days were here again. Now oil is going up, hovering around $60 a barrel. And while jet fuel is priced slightly differently than regular crude oil, prices of both tend to move in tandem. According to an airline industry trade group, expenses for America's nine largest airlines rose by about 8% in the first 9 months of last year. Revenue, however, rose less than 4%. What does that trend mean to you and me? Well, higher fares, though fares are still a relative bargain relative to the prices of most other things over the last 50 years. You'll find more travel info at rmworldtravel.com.